Now it is my great pleasure to introduce you to two remarkable people. I can't wait to meet them more on the radio. Please welcome Sonny the Kid. Are you there, Sonny? Sonny the Kid?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. And we'll welcome Neve, who's here too. Hey, Neve.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You two have collaborated on a recording, and I can't wait to hear a little bit more about it. Let's understand your lives a little bit more first. Can you tell me a little bit about, Sonny, I think you were raised in the Hill, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Can you hear me okay? There might be a little delay if you're not using headphones, so you might want to have headphones off. And we sounded great just a minute ago. Neve, tell me a little bit while we're working on getting Sonny back. Tell me a little bit about your life and where you grew up and where you find yourself now.
Sure. So, hello, everyone. My name is Neve. I am originally from the north side of Pittsburgh. I currently live across town in the East End area. Very, very humble beginnings. I was raised by my grandmother pretty much and myself my entire life. Grew up in church. Always around music and things like that. So it's always been something that has been ingrained in me. I currently work in a hospital and I also go to school full time. I go to Carlo University for healthcare management.
It's a great school, and we work with a lot of folks at Carlo, actually. And one of the things I've always liked about Carlo is there's a lot of interest in helping you figure out who you are as a person, right? Did you discover an emphasis on that as a student?
Yeah, definitely. They are very focused on personal development as well as spiritual and mental. I actually had transferred to Carlo from a different, smaller technical school, but, they definitely do their best to give you the tools that you need, not only to learn, but to grow as a person and as a professional. So I'm really happy that I chose to go to Carlo.
Now, with your talent in music, I think you probably could have chosen either to go directly into music or to study music, but you chose health fields. You must have a passion in that area, I would imagine.
Yeah, long story short, I had some family members who were sick, and basically, so I'm 25, I'll be 26. So officially and unofficially, I've been in healthcare altogether now for about 10 years. I've always wanted to grow up helping people. I was actually supposed to be a doctor, but tuition is crazy high. So I couldn't afford it. So, I still chose something in healthcare that would be the next best thing for me, and in my opinion, what I chose to go to school for is an advocacy role, which is something that I'm very big and passionate about. But like I said, music is like ingrained in my DNA. I've tried to do music full time, tried to walk away, and it always pulls me back in. So
that's the idea of being a health advocate is wonderful, and because I've had to navigate healthcare many times for my own parents, my in-laws, and other family members. And I've often wondered, what do people do if they don't have somebody that is willing or able to do that for them?
Right.
Social workers are wonderful people, but they can't always take care of everybody. And I'm sure it's frustrating to not give them the attention. So that's just terrific.
Thanks so much.
Let's meet Sonny now, and excuse my throat. It's been a long time. Sonny, I think we've got you back again. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Like you said, I grew up in the Hill District. I'm 23 years old. Just turned 23 in August 3rd. I don't know, I've always been interested in dorm music since I was younger. I did a peace rally when I was like 12 or like 8 or something. I don't know the exact age, but it was with Manchester Craftsman's Guild and the Hill House, and it was like a whole bunch of, I guess they were like sponsors. I probably didn't understand at the time, but we did a peace rally downtown at Market Square. But like the whole kicker to it was that like we were the ones like gonna be doing like protesting and like making some of the music. We had like about 10 people that were part of like making like an actual CD that was for the peace rally. And cause that was back when CDs were popping. And
yeah.
That's how long ago it was. We made a whole bunch of CDs and, you know, passing out CDs and stuff and then like performing the song that we made live. And that was when I was like real young. And then like even like aside from stuff like that, I've always been interested in music, just period. I played the trombone and the what is it called? The bass drum and the snare drum, tried guitar. I guess you could say I tried snare drum too. I didn't really get too far with snare drum, but
yeah. Well, you may still someday. You never know.
Yeah, I could still go back to it, but
I was gonna say for Neve, you might still at some point become a doctor. You never know what can happen these days.
That's the plan for the far future.
Yeah. Neve, where did you go to high school?
I graduated from Perry High School on the north side.
I know Perry well. And how about you, Sonny?
I graduated from Malines U Prep.
I know Malines. Well, I wonder if we what year did you graduate?
Me? I graduated 2015.
Because we've, SLB's done a lot of work. Well, you've met some of our folks, actually, at SLB. I know we were talking about that when we originally got in touch. I'd like us to play your song, but before we do, is there anything you'd like to say about it or help us, prepare ourselves for it? It really speaks for itself. It's a great composition. I guess I'm curious when you wrote it, and also some of the motivation behind it.
So the original inspiration from the song came from me. I was in Job Corps. I don't even remember the year, but it was within the last 5 years. I could say that because it was shortly after I graduated. And I was at Job Corps for food service or whatever, and some of the people I was rooming with, because I went out of town. I went to Morganfield, Kentucky for Job Corps. And some of the people that were my roommates, we would be in there kind of like goofing around and stuff. Like they would be like banging on the desk and stuff, and they would have somebody try to freestyle or something like that. But then like we started having like serious conversations about music. And the one guy down there, he was really good with like production and stuff. And he was going to, you know, try to go on to be a producer and stuff. And I was always like writing in my notebook when I was down there. And so like me and him had actually planned on, you know, linking up after we got out of Job Corps and actually like, you know, like making songs and stuff. And then one of our roommates, because I had already started Black America, I had already like written verses and stuff. And I partially had the chorus done, and one of my roommates, actually I know both of their names, the guy that was the producer that I mentioned, his name was Aaron Williams, and then the other guy, his name is Aaron Davis. That's how I always remember the name. I know it both with Aaron.
Yeah, two Aarons.
Yeah, he was somebody else. He was from Detroit / Chicago is how he worded it. I think he like explained it like that because of where he grew up and where he was moving to and where he had a family, something like that. The other guy was from Atlanta. But basically, he was someone else who was also like into writing and stuff. And he had like seen me, you know, writing in my notebook and, you know, kind of starting a song. And he helped me finish the chorus to Black America. And as far as like the verses, some of it started as like poetry and some of it was already just written verses that I just kind of connected together for the song. And then some of it I wrote during some of the studio sessions. Like I was kind of adding stuff on to it too.
You got inspired. And that's sometimes spontaneous composition or that inspiration that comes when you're creating like that can be terrific. And then, Neve, you, I know, are featured in vocals on it. Did you contribute to, I'm sure you had something to do with the arranging a little bit, but did you write any of the words or are those all Sonny's?
The entire poem, basically, that's in the middle. The first time I heard Sonny doing this was, like he said, was actually in the studio session. And we both kind of looked at each other. We're like, this is missing something. And so he asked me, he was like, hey, can you do like a poem piece somewhere in here? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. So, did some background vocals and everything. But yeah, the entire poem I wrote on the spot completely in that studio session. I think I recorded it in like one or two takes.
Wow.
With Sonny, and then that was it.
That's fantastic. Well, let's take a listen to it. You're going to hear yourself on the radio as we play this. So prepare for yourself. Now, Sonny the Kid, you can find this song. It's called Black America. This is all over the place. You can find it on Spotify, on YouTube, on Bandcamp, and just about anywhere you look for music. We've linked iTunes is another place. We've linked to a site where you can purchase it or preview it. But let's take a listen now together, and then we'll come back and talk with Sonny the Kid and Neve after we take a listen. Here it is. The song is called Black America.
To be black in America is unparalleled to anything else. From the depths of perpetuated racism and oppression, we are taught to hate ourselves, to dim our light in fear of outshining others. Lessons of inadequacy are instilled in our generations, not because we aren't great in every right, but because the risk of our success outweighs the end of systematically fueled oppression.
Black America, black, black America, black America, black, black Americans, we're historians, ever glorious. Black America, black, black America, black America, black, black America, black America, black, black Americans, we're historians, ever glorious. Black America, black, black America.
People, all these people, they're blinded by the government, they think they need to be a baller. Meanwhile, they keep fumbling, it's crazy. We made a stand, but we keep stumbling. They're picking up the guns, man. What happened to the rumbling? And a black man in poverty. Nowadays it's common and it's crazy because it bothers me. How come I can pay next to nothing for a glass of wine, but then the healthcare bills are crazy if I'm about to die? That ain't right, and the government, they know it. They claiming that they care about us, still have yet to show it. Give us opportunities, they think that we gon' blow it. Our country needs a voice, man, I guess that's why I'm flowing. Our people need revived, we need to make a difference. We're swimming in the streets while the government is fishing. We think that we'll be judged just for having intuition. But nah, that ain't right, that's a script that needs a flipping. They wanna bring us down with the drugs in the hood, and then they tell the public that it's for the greater good. They wanna see me caught with a gun in my hand. I guess that's just the life of another black man in
Black America, black, black America.
It all before, and there's a couple people in the burg having gang wars. I wonder why my mama told me don't go out the door, cause she ain't wanna see her son looking bloody on the floor, or locked behind bars, staring at
out the walls, going crazy for the cause. Well, I'd have done it all, but these people don't recall. I know you might not know me, but don't kick me when I fall. No one man is above the law, I agree, but what's the law gonna do to us all? Listen up, got a couple things to say, and for those who aren't listening, I'll say it anyway. America was made for the whites, not the blacks, and I ain't even racist, but I gotta state the facts. Come on, we can't act like the U.S. got our backs, unless we're on the ground, hands up and click clack. Come on, we can't act like America was made for us. Let's go back, they were hanging us and raping us. It's whack, they're the reason why I made this up. Let's go back to communities and showing love. Man. Black America, black, black America. Charges looking different. No wonder I was younger when I started in the system. No wonder when I see a cop, I'm staring at his pistol. It's official, we're being hunted by the cops. So all that blue lives matter BS gotta stop. They ain't walking down the street getting stopped and popped. They ain't struggling to eat, waiting for a job. Just watch, cause I feel like I'ma make a change. So I ain't doing all this rap for the fame. I aim to eradicate the poverty. Come again, you were expecting an apology. Access denied, it's not my fault that I'm a prodigy. Hey yo, somebody tell them Trump supporters not to bother me, and them cops not to follow me. That's the policy, and one day we will reach equality. Wow, man.
Black America, black, black America. Black America, black, black Americans. We're historians and we're glorious. Black America, black, black America. Black America, black, black America. Black America, black, black Americans. We're historians and we're glorious. Black America, black, black America.
Are we gonna continue killing? Let them tell it. We're all thugs. Don't do it. And the blame for everything that goes wrong in this country. We all have the same rights, freedoms, and liberties afforded to us, so they said. When in all actuality, we are the backbone, blood, sweat, tears, and graves that fuel this country. We built America, and we have nothing to show for it. We went from poverty to slavery, from kings and queens to teens with failed dreams, with our intelligence supreme, us crying for no help with no one to intervene. See, I know Dr. King had a dream, impartial to what you may believe, but it is these things that lets us know we are more powerful than you lead us to believe. Black America.
Wow. That was just great. And is it fun to hear yourself? I hope it was fun to hear yourself.
Yeah, it was.
I want to point out, you know, some folks may, you know, quibble with the points. I think you gave a really even treatment. You know, I don't know if you hear this much. You know, I hear it in some of my circles. You know, we all know that not all policemen are bad, and there's people that will deal with the all lives matter. I mean, you're calling attention to, yeah. This is a case where you're really calling attention to things that have been going on for generations that have had results that I think folks are finally starting to wake up to. And I think you two are two of the reasons why. I mean, the poetry within Black America, the song that we just heard, it really is clear. And I think even for folks who might not be there yet, it's good as an opening discussion point, right? Let's listen to it. Let's talk about it, right? And so that's one of the things I really like about the piece. Are you planning on another release soon or an album?
So as far as the album, I gotta get a lot more stuff figured out and get things in order first. But I'm going to be doing my own, I'll say my own way of releasing singles, but a lot of them may not be singles to any upcoming project or anything like that. And I'm definitely going to be like, just like making beats on like a desk or something and recording myself rap over me making a beat on a desk or something for like the next couple songs.
Open up a little bit more pandemic wise, we'd love to have you both here live in the studio. That's the way we typically do things. And we'll even have facilities if you ever need a place to, you know, do some creations. We'll have some studios with that ability, a little vocal booth as part of our expansion, and you know, some MIDI keyboards if you need them. So you probably have other places, but you'll always be welcome here, both of you. But what impresses me is about the hearts both of you have and the message you're trying to convey. Thank you. This half hour's really flown by. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? We did link. It's Sonny the Kid, all one word. SONNYTHA Kid. If you Google that and Pittsburgh, you'll find all the places where you can pick up Black America. Anything else, Neve, that you'd like to add?
You know, like I said earlier, definitely thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to come on here and display our art. You know, definitely I feel like sometimes us as younger and, you know, not just being African Americans, our messages tend to get misconstrued, that we hate people or, you know, all these other things. So the fact that you're giving us a spotlight to truly convey how we feel really means something to both of us, I'm sure.
That means the world
to
me to have you say that. Sonny the Kid, we'll give you the last word. Anything else to mention?
Oh, well, I got to shout out Neve while we live on here for throwing that alley-oop. Definitely threw an alley-oop. The song would not be what it is without Neve on it. Went had the same energy. I got to thank Neve for that.
Yeah,
then
I
got to... For sure. Then I gotta I'm gonna say thank you again for the opportunity to let me come on here. Like you said, you put all the links to songs everywhere. Go listen to Black America.
Yeah.
Last couple words I gotta say.
Yeah, if you can't find it's worthy of multiple listens because you hear different the lyric is so rich. As is the mix, it's worth listening to multiple times. Thanks to both of you, and I hope to talk with you again soon. Take care.
Will do. Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed Sonny the Kid and Neve talking about their recently released single, Black America. There's a link to it from slbradio.org.